You're about to experience the Play Myself show, where we dig deep into history, trends, and culture. Now, here's your host, Miles.
This is still on the beta.
So, this is the Play Myself show, where today you will have Miles and Mo both talk about their weeks.
The originals.
And we'll also talk about what's stopping Mo from creating his channel. And we'll also talk about Mo's bowling journey and anything else. If you are on or in the chat, please leave a comment so we can see if we can put the comments on. If not, this is another beta mode jack up. But we're still having fun. Some of us. Yeah. So, Mo, with that said, it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock, and I'm pissed off.
What, sir?
I'm just kidding. It's funny that you were talking about my bowling journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how you said that your goal is to
make some shit up.
No, I'm not making nothing up. This is what you said.
I know, sure. Go ahead.
What you said was your goal is to be as successful as you possibly can on the podcast. That was one of your goals.
Yeah, that is my goal. Yep.
So one of my goals is to be as successful with bowling.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been doing much better. I'm still waiting until Ant bowls against me, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Why you say that?
Well, I mean, because I don't know. Ant will he'll make excuses. He makes excuses.
So he's not a man of his word?
I think he's a man of his words, but he's going to come with the excuses already.
Mm.
Like with the basketball, right?
Yeah.
With the basketball, he started out making excuses.
Mm.
He said, "Oh, I just got back from the gym." He started right off. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
What did Brooke say? She said pro bowlers in the make. Yeah.
I'm just saying something like, yo, you mad nice at bowling. And I don't think that, you know, I think that Ant was just talking shit. And like, I don't really think he'd be hitting the lane like that. And this shit is mad super funny how you would be on that shit. Like, and it's funny because like you holding him to his word and he not going to stop it. Like you would tell me, yo, Miles, you just done the third. I'm like, yo, I'm only going to say what I know I could do. But
yeah.
That's what's so funny about it.
Yeah, I find it to be hilarious. And then he's like, oh, he goes, oh, I bowled that high before. Yeah. But I digress. I just find it funny.
It is funny, but it's more funny that y'all both, it's like a hamster wheel. Like he's gonna say, because he's gonna say, yo, it's not that serious, and you're like really dead ass practicing on this shit, and like, yo, you like, yo, that's two W's on you. You know what I mean? And he's looking at it like, Mo's going mad hard. Fuck this shit. Like I just said it, and you like, nah, you said it. Like, be about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's that's what's interesting and dope about it to me.
Yeah, I don't. Even if we set a date, I don't think he would show up. I don't think he would, because I think that's more embarrassing for him to get beat at something that he's supposed to be good at.
Because I was talking to you about this shit, right? I was like, yo, if I knew a sport, right? Like, so, like, you know, basketball, you know, bowling, like to the point where you would accept the challenge. If I would ever challenge somebody and like it was going to be public. Like I told you earlier this week, I'm like, yo, son, I know you want to do comedy. So, and I know it's like, it's on my bucket list and it's something that scares me. Yeah, I challenge you to the first person that could do that, because I know we're both going to be working equally as hard to try to get that 5 minutes. You see what I'm saying? Like, but that's how I think. But I think when you kind of did that to Ant, where you was throwing it like, yo, all this competitive stuff, and I'm like, yo, Ant, son, like, he's a foot and a half taller than you, and like, I just told you that he was recruited and this, that, and the third, and like, it just like left his brain. But I don't know, man. Like, that's like, you got to admire that about somebody too.
I just think I know that as far as basketball goes, I know the game of basketball, but now I'm starting to get slower. You know, can't play as much. I can still play, but you know, that was kind of like my last hurrah with Ant. You know what I mean? That was kind of like, it was more fun than anything. But the bowling just shows my competitive nature.
Yeah.
Where I was like, well, he bowled like all his life, and I just started, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna prove that I can beat him. And he's like, I don't care. He's
exactly,
like, I don't care,
bro. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not strategic, because strategically, like I said, I'm gonna catch you on the same footing as me. So I say stand-up comedy, but you say your Ant versus, like, if I don't know you, I'm not gonna take none of that, because then if you beat me, I don't even want to hear you. So it's like, yo, when you said you could beat me in chess, I'm fairly confident that I could bust your ass in chess. But if I lost, on even if it was on camera, people would be like, yo, Mo is that nice, because Miles was doing some fly shit.
So equal playing ground.
Yeah, everything got to be equal playing ground to me. Isn't, when it comes to like ability shit, especially if I haven't seen you, what am I testing? I know I'm not the best in the world. So like, if you like, yo, you could beat me in basketball, I'm like, alright. Yo, y'all want to go play ball? I'm not like, yo, I bet you I could beat you sight unseen.
No. I have to, no. Nope. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
No, but that's you, bro.
I'm not going to let you get away with that, and I'm going to tell you why. The reason why is because there was a time where we had we were doing the familiarization with the PT test, which, for all of you guys that don't know, in the military, I'm not going to let you get away with this. Let me finish. Go ahead. So yeah,
petty.
It's not petty. It's true.
Petty.
I'm only speaking on facts.
I know. All right. Petty. Go ahead.
So we were doing familiarization with the PT test. And so we had to throw the medicine ball.
Yeah. My back is half broken.
Miles, it don't matter about your back, because you were the one that came to me. I never said anything.
I was motivating you, bro.
Stop it.
Stop. Yo, you bugging. That's what I'm saying. Yo, this is what I'm saying.
Right,
yo, bro. All right.
What you said was, I bet you I can throw the ball farther than you, right?
Bro. And I know how to motivate young blacks, bro. All you gotta say is, "I bet you is ass."
Stop! You can't move the goalpost.
Go ahead,
because
bro.
Tell
a story and watch what it sounds like. Tell a story.
I know what it sounds like.
No.
I threw the medicine ball. I threw it farther than you, and then you said, "I know what you did. I know what I did wrong, and now I know how to throw it." Mm-hmm. And you threw it. You threw it less than what you did before.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm so competitive that, like, even if somebody's trying to, like, with Ant, we could easily say that Ant was trying to motivate me. Well, he did a good job, because I'm mad competitive.
Okay,
you know
good.
What I'm saying? So, huh? But
I'm letting you
but
talk.
Nobody can take that competitive nature out of me. So I think that it's like a trigger. You know what I mean? And that was my point, was that it was a trigger for me when somebody says, oh, well, I can do something better than you. I take that to heart.
Okay. And So here's the leadership moment in that.
Here we go.
You haven't passed a fucking PT test in whatever time, right? At that point, and at this point of me calling myself motivating you, I know how you get it. So I'm like, yo, I'm challenging you to do shit, trying to show you that shit is easy, because I know the reason your reasoning behind shit be different. So I know, like, the reason you don't say or you didn't pass was more because you question your leadership, and that shit could still be the fucking circumstances.
True. That's not true.
But it could be, you know, even if it's not like all the way true, it's part of it, I would say. No. But maybe it's none of it, right? But at the end of the day, when I did that and I saw how enthusiastic you were about beating me, I'm like, damn, son, why is motherfucker don't grab life like that? That's what yo, because you was mad hyped on beating me, and I'm like, yo, son, like, I'm an old man now, bro.
So you call me petty, right? So yeah, what you did,
you petty. You remember petty.
But you remember what you did later on that day to get me back?
It's probably fly. What was it?
You know what you did.
I forgot. You don't remember? Nah, no.
So we had a briefing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Miles called on me for every single, like, almost every single question, because I hate answering out loud.
Right.
And he knew it. So he just kept calling on me.
And he was trying to freestyle, like, oh, answers. But bro, I threw you in the water. I feel like I did a good job. So, like,
that wasn't petty?
No, that wasn't petty, bro. I took you out your shell, bro. That was a great leader right there.
Thank you.
Motherfucker, you're welcome. Like, for dead ass. Shit. Yeah. Thank you, James. Making you learn. So at the end of
you gotta learn today.
That's what it was. And it's so funny, son. I want to bring my clip up, but it ain't no real clip. But it's like, yo, you remember in Boys in the Hood when, I think I brought it up last time, he was like, yo, you got some money, whatever? And dude was like, nah. And his pops is like, yo, I got these leaves that could be raked. And then Doughboy and son was like, the Doughboy's little brother was like, damn, your daddy worse than the devil, the boogeyman himself. Yo, it sounds mad crazy the way I explained it, and then it'll make it more funny when I post it. Motherfuckers like, what the hell is he talking about? But yo, like, imagine somebody tell you, yo, like, they dead ass more scared of your pops than you are. He called his pops the boogeyman.
I mean, honestly, that was kind of that. So I don't want to say that was kind of like how my dad was with people that lived in a neighborhood, mm-hmm. but people didn't want my dad, like, disappointed in them.
Mm.
Yeah, they didn't want him disappointed because they looked up to my dad. A lot of people in the neighborhood looked up to my dad.
Mm.
And so they would be doing things to get, you know, to make sure that they're like, oh, well, I can't be doing wrong while Mr. Wells is around. And I always thought that was pretty cool because I'm like, I live with him. Like, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know, man. Like, it's worse for me. Y'all lucky. But actually, in all reality, they weren't. You know what I mean? And so, you know, once I got older, I, you know, you start appreciating things, you know.
Yeah, it's hard being a parent, son.
Yeah. I if I was a parent, I would know. But I'm not. I'm a dog parent.
Mm.
You know, but. But yeah, I thought it was crazy how people was looking up to my dad and stuff. I never really thought about it like that.
Mm. Yeah, bro. You're sad in the moment up, man. But, yo, man, you excited for this season?
Season of what?
In NBA. So let me ask you an NBA question, but I'm gonna ask you, like, you can answer that question, but, like, double on it. Right. So are you excited for the NBA season? And if you could change one NBA rule, what would it be?
I am excited about the NBA starting. I wanna start watching more of it, get the NBA League Pass and things like that. So I wanna catch up more on current basketball, because I think current basketball, it's cool, but it's just less physical. So it's just interesting how it's transitioned from, you know, you bring the ball into the paint, you drop the ball in the paint, somebody has a nice little turnaround, you know, or somebody turned around like Shaq and dominate and just dunk on you, to now it being more of a, you know, logistics, more of like just, oh, we're going to go down the court and hit three threes, and then we're up 9 to your 6, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if I could change one rule, in basketball, it would be that you can have more players on the roster, and that the salary cap is people. I would want NBA players to get paid less, so that they could allow other players to be on the roster. Because so right now,
like farm team shit though. You talking about?
You said farm teams?
Yeah, like how they do with baseball. Like, you know, if you in baseball, you got all the way up to like single A, but like the one team owns it.
But they have that in the G League.
Yeah, but G League is nothing compared to like, so like in baseball, like the Yankees probably have like 10 or 15, 20 teams, and that's getting paid. Players getting paid.
Yeah, so right now they have the G League, which is it's one team, you know, but that should be sufficient, but I'd rather see more players on the roster. You know, I'd rather see more players. You know, I think right now currently it might be like 13 players that you can have on the roster.
Right.
But
they got practice squads though, no?
They got practice squads, but they're not going to play in a game. She said James wants to know the distance. Yeah,
it wasn't crazy. It was like Mo threw it like 18 feet, and I threw it like 15 or 16 feet. No. It was like,
No.
Go ahead, Mo. Tell him. Nope. Tell him.
I threw it significantly farther than you did.
Mo, what was the distance, Mo?
Significant. It was like you threw it like maybe 13, and I threw it like, matter of fact, no, I don't even think you threw it 13. Okay. I'd give you like 12.
Mo,
I threw it like 15. I threw it dumb. Yeah, I threw it mad far.
Bro, I'm sorry. You probably threw it like 18 or 19. I definitely didn't throw it like no. Son, throwing it 12 foot, I could do that with one hand, bro. What are you talking about? Come on.
No, you can't. Right. No, you can't. Don't do it.
Yo, Mo, you got this, bro. There's no way.
You just said that you can throw it with one hand 12 meters?
No, bro. I can throw it with two hands more than 15 feet, bro. And I have it all mapped out in my backyard if you really want to go there.
Is it feet or meters?
I don't know. Even if it's 15 feet, it's more than 15 meters.
Okay, you want to make this bet?
That I can't throw it?
You can't throw it 15.
Yo, you nice how you did that, son. You said I threw it 12. Why couldn't the bet be I can't throw it over 12?
You can't throw it over. You just said that you can throw it 15.
I definitely can.
All right, then. So if you can throw it 15, then you got to throw it 15. Too easy.
All right, Mo. Fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. If you...
James said... See, I was wrong. He said 3 feet in the meters out. I don't even know if he's right with that, son. 3 feet in a meter, miles. Well, whatever. I was wrong. I thought that a meter was more than... whatever. I don't know. Boop, whoop, whoop. Me, like...
So, you can throw it maybe... I'd say 12. I'd give you 12. I'll give you 12. But
no, I'm not gonna ever banter this with you, man. Whatever you want to see, physically, ability wise, we just gotta do it, bro. Like all of this, yo, I could throw a 12, you could throw a 10, son. I will practice that shit till I'm dead, son, to as soon as you come first throw.
You need to practice.
I don't need to practice nothing. You need to practice.
But you just said that you were going to practice it. Now you don't need to practice?
No, I'm saying I would, but I don't need you to tell me.
Now you're saying that you don't need to practice.
I don't need you to tell me I need to practice. Man. That's what I don't need.
Oh, now you don't want me telling you to practice.
I don't need you to tell me what to do.
Well, if there was an NBA rule that you could change, and would you change it? What would you change?
I think, and I never even thought about the question even before I asked you, but I'm not going to skate away from it. I would change some of the the fouling mechanisms to where it's like I wouldn't bring back the hand check, but I would make it to where it's like, yo, if somebody was in the last minute or the last, it's like you shoot double free throws to where people will not slow the game down by giving those shots up. You know what I mean? By putting the free throw shit as a part of their strategy. I'll be like, yo, if you foul in the last 2 minutes, yo, they shoot double free throws. And if they, make a three, then they get five.
I mean, so if you intentionally do it, and I would say if you intentionally do it and you get, if you get a flagrant for fouling somebody, then, yeah, I would say something like the one person gets gets the two free throws that got fouled, and then you have another designated person that gets to shoot a free throw and they get the ball back. So you could potentially get three points and the ball back after a certain time.
Yeah.
Only if you get a flagrant. Because a flagrant would be a non-basketball play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're legitimately trying to guard somebody and you foul them, then it's a normal foul. They can't do anything about that. But if it's something where somebody's going up for a layup and you try to take their shoe off, you know. Are you trying to take their hat off? Something like that? Yeah. All right. You know.
Yeah. But, nah. Shaq had a good idea, and that's what maybe spawned the question. He was like, yo, for the WNBA, he was like, yo, if they just put the rim down, not even a foot, he was like, yo, that would change the whole dynamic of that game because the females might be able to dunk with ease more. And I was like, yo, that's a smart idea.
Just it is. Make but it did you hear what the woman said?
What? Oh, they don't want that.
No, their pride.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, and it's gonna hurt their pride. But it's like, no, if you want to make the game exciting, then bring the rim down.
Yeah, and I agree, it will hurt their pride. But I feel like to me, what would make it exciting for me is because I feel like a female has a certain charisma that she could do stuff. So some of these dunks that we would see. A lot of dudes would be emulating it because it's the style and the grace that she did it with. You dig what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but so here's where I really don't agree with the females when it comes to the WNBA, when it comes to their sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to hurt their pride to lower the rim because they feel like they can play on a higher rim. But they play basketball with a smaller ball. Their ball is 28.5. NBA ball is 29.5. Your ball is a smaller ball, so it can fit your hand. Lower the rim. Yeah. You already have a handicap.
Sure. But you could lower, if they really want to be real, you could probably lower it and tighten it. You know how the Celtics used to shoot with that rim that was only one ball could fit through? Because they used to shoot on carnival rims, Boston did. Because back in the day, like a regular basketball hoop, how many, three basketballs could fit through it, right?
Two.
But like the Celtics, they did it where it was like, yo, like a basketball, maybe a basketball and a half could fit through it. And like that's how they practice shooting. But I'm like, yo, there's all sorts of things you could do, like if you was trying to market and do that shit.
Yo, those carnival. Yo, I don't think I ever won anything at a carnival.
Ever?
Never. Awesome. I didn't. I just never won anything at a carnival.
Yo. Yeah. That because oh, I'm like, yo.
So your reaction is like you.
I didn't even
you
say
don't,
nothing.
You don't know. You don't know. You haven't lived life until you won something at a carnival. That's the way that I took your reaction.
No, bro, I kind of feel like that. Like, I kind of feel like, yo, like, you got, like, your bucket list of shit, and it's like, yo, it's nothing like, you know what I mean, going to a carnival with your squeeze on your arm. She like, yo, win me that teddy bear. You like, yo, what? You roll your sleeves up and do that. You know what I mean? So, it's like, that's what you got to do, bro. So, like, I mean...
Well, can someone explain the reasoning behind offensive goaltending?
I think that was like a bad joke.
No, that's a real question.
I don't even know offensive goaltending. Oh, that's like, so when, yeah, like you could touch, like, I guess like if your hand goes through the rim and it was going in, and they call offensive goaltending.
No,
he's on the same team.
The best example, there's two examples that are really good about offensive goaltending. That's like if somebody goes up for a layup,
mm-hmm.
and before the ball has a chance to go down, somebody's already grabbing it and dunking it. Or offensive goaltending could be somebody just hanging on the rim and waiting for a ball to come up, and then they just grab it one hand and then throw it through the hoop. That's offensive goaltending.
You learned me, because I did not know what that shit meant.
There has to be, yeah. There has to be offensive goaltending, because you have to give the other chance, the other team a chance to get to the ball. You can't offensive goaltend either.
Mm. Yo, you ever thought about being a referee?
It's funny. I had a referee. There's a referee that works in my building, and I recognized him because he used to ref a lot of my games, and he said, yo, you should start reffing. He's like, you'd be a good ref. And I said, I couldn't deal with the, I can't deal with the parents, and I can't deal with the adult
men. Bro, go ahead.
I can't deal with the parents, and I can't deal with the adult men's leagues. Mm. They're the worst. The men's leagues are worse than dealing with parents on in high school. Parents are worse than the kids.
At times.
No. All the time. Parents are worse than kids.
At times.
When was the last time?
I feel like when you get to like high school, oh bro, because so you gotta understand something. Like, I take my son to watch games, bro. So like from every level. So like in Little League, yeah, like the parents are like definitely on some other shit. But when it comes to like high school, like when I go to like tournaments across the street, these dudes are like really trying to get in their kids' mind how they got to do stuff. And the kids is just like, maybe like, not as responsive to their parent, but like, you know, during the game, they killing the refs and they getting technical fouls and all that now.
So, if you ask any ref,
mm-hmm.
who's worse in high school? Like, who's worse to deal with? The kids or the parents? They will always say the parents.
Parents. All right.
They will always say the parents. And the reason why they say the parents is because the parents, just like in any sport in high school, they mm-hmm. try to live through their child, especially like in football and basketball. They right. try, they're yelling at the refs, acting like they're not doing their job, things like that. It's just constantly heckling. They're worse than the kids are, because the kids might say something to the ref and then get a flag. The kids get a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
The parents don't get a consequence. So they might have gone during halftime to the car, had a couple of sips of some liquor or whatever, to come back pissed off. You know, it's not always the case. It's not always the case. But what I'm saying is parents don't have consequences the same way that the kids do when they're playing in the game.
Bro.
And so that's why the parents are worse to deal with.
I'm going to tell you this, bro. It's more arrogant kids. So I see what you're saying. Like, yo, you might have that parent one off, but like, if you got like a star kid or whatever, he's going to be on some shit more than his parent. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's hearsay. So,
Of course, but how many stars do you have on a team?
Exactly, bro. So you're acting like every single game you see parents bugging. You give parents a bad name, son.
Yep. No.
You're anti-parent.
The reason why I know is because I've experienced it firsthand. Like, I've been to the AAU games where I was playing in a game and there were way more parents that were out of control, that they even had to get kicked out. Just out of control. The kids aren't that bad. Like this is one thing where I can say, Miles, just trust me on this one.
Yeah.
Parents are worse. Yeah, parents are worse.
Again, like, I'm going off what I see at these games, and you going off what you know. So I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that, yeah, you're bugging. I'm just telling you, like, from what I see, it don't be that. But like you probably know more about that shit than me.
Do you think it's a bad thing that parents? Do you see parents like trying to live through their kids when it comes to sports?
Always,
think it's a bad thing?
You know what's crazy? I visited that shit with my son, right? It's like sometimes it's like, yo, you know how hard it is to get like the answers as to whatever you was looking for in your life, and it's like, yo, if somebody tells them to you, you'll have less stress in your life, right? But it's like people have been telling you your whole life. But it's like, yo, when the message comes and you really do receive it, that's when it happens. So it's like you can never be. I think I put it all jacked up. But I'm saying like you can never be like perfect, right? In anything you do, especially if you have questions that you're not willing to get answered on your own accord. If that makes sense, what were you talking about?
What do you mean by that?
So it's like you living vicarious through your kid, right? Sometimes it might, you can look at it like that, but a lot of the times it's just like, yo, I don't want you to make the same mistake. So like, for example, I know like I try to get my son to just familiarize himself with sports. So like he has all his sports equipment, right? But I also know like it's going to be a time where it's like, yo, he's not going to be able to go through high school like that. He's going to have to like really get serious about sports if he wants to compete at another level. But me presenting that to him, it could come across as, yo, me wishing I had a bunch of toys, but wait, I did have a bunch of toys. It's more about like how it's perceived to look than what it is when you say, yo, they trying to live vicariously through them. Because it's like, yo, as a man, I feel like as a man, you know the shit you wasn't going to do and you didn't do it. So I feel like kids, they don't want to hear that shit.
So I think it's important, and I say especially parents, to understand when to back off of your kid when it comes to sports. You know, because you know, like, if your dad was, like, that star running back in high school, right?
Yeah.
Then he might try to spend a little bit more time with his son, like, doing things like doing like, you know, father, son, like, hey, you know, I'm going to teach you how to hold the ball and I'm going to teach you how to do the, you know, that's fine. But like, I think that there is a line between teaching and like drawing way too much attention. And when you're sitting there yelling at your kid to do what you say in the middle of a game and like screaming at him, like, some people might see that as motivation, but you got to know your kid too.
Yeah, but bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people don't take the time to learn their kid or to know their kid. So it's just like, yo, whenever you put like a tough decision on your kid, it's like, you always hear the reason like, oh, it's because he got this blood. It's my blood. And all this shit. It's like, yo, what? It don't make no sense to us. But like, it's funny to you now, yo, but it's like, yo, like, that's that bullshit.
No, I'm laughing because I can relate. I've heard it before.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's that bullshit. And like Miss Mimi said, she was like, yo, some parents are even jealous of their kids. So
yeah,
you gotta learn. Yeah, that's why it's weird. It's sometimes like it's kind of surreal having a kid, because it's like, yo, like everybody don't want the best thing for them. That's why, like, I tell people I would never let them watch my son now, because he just spoiled whatever the case may be. But like, it's my belief that I'm working on his confidence. So like, yo, he's mine to be like that, and then I'll be there to the discipline phase. But like, these are my theories. You know what I mean? But it's like, yo, I couldn't imagine like not having the pops and having to develop that all through life, trying to know like, yo, how long to keep on your nuts when you washing your nuts. You know what I mean? Like some real shit that only your pops teach you.
So I mean, like I'll use this as an example. And I mean, I know I don't have any kids, but you know, me and Brooke started bowling. You already know that we started bowling. Right. But you know, I don't try to force like teaching her how to bowl the correct way or how to, oh, this is what I picked up, you know, because I feel like I can tell her what she's doing if she's doing something wrong if she asks me, you know, but for the most part, we're both taking this same journey together. Yeah, and I think that as parents should learn to take a step back too. You know, there's times where they can say, hey, you need to do this, or they, you know, hey, you need to be more aggressive. You need to, you know, uh-huh. That's fine. But like to the point where it starts getting like embarrassing, it's like, nah, like you got to know when to take a step back and just, you know, hey, we'll save this for after the game. We'll talk after the game.
Yeah. But let me tell you something, good brother. My fault. No, I just fucked my shit up. But listen, Nobody don't teach you how to be no parent or no kid. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody don't teach that shit. So like, what you could feel is embarrassing, somebody could just be like, yo, that's how I learned, and this is how we about to get busy with it. Like all of that, yo, like embarrassing, like that's just only your opinion, good brother.
It is my opinion. And we talk about opinions on this show. So I'm essentially doing my job on this show. Yeah, I'm saying what my opinion is. But I feel like parents need to know when to take a step back and understand their child when their child is embarrassed.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, I didn't have to deal with a lot of that with my dad. He didn't really embarrass me like that. Mm. My brother used to embarrass me more than my dad did when it came to that. And he would only do one thing. He would like tell me, hey, cross him up. And he would do this like shake. And then I would feel like I would have to cross him up. And I'd get the ball stolen from me every time. Every single time. And it wasn't his fault. It was my fault for trying to do it at the exact time that he told me, yo, cross him up.
Your brother was a bad influence.
It wasn't his fault, though. It was mine. Because, you know, but I would try to cross... That was my problem. I tried to cross them up at the wrong time.
Yo, Mo, that shit was all your fault, son.
It was my fault. No, it was all. I'm not saying it wasn't my fault. What I'm saying is, there he goes. What's good, Scotty? I got embarrassed by my own actions. You know, because I went and tried to cross over at the wrong time. And they would just rip it from me. And I wouldn't say they ripped it from me every single time, but the majority of it, they would rip it from me. And I get pulled from the game.
Yo. Nah, Brooke, I was just trying to match Mo Fly, and then I got caught up in the zone. But that's just my light in trying to match Mo. I mean, and that's what I'm saying, bro. Like when it comes to being a parent, a big brother, and everything is like trial and error. So it's like it's about how comfortable you are with yourself to explain why the fuck you said what the fuck you just said. I think that's the biggest shit about being a parent. So if your kid is like, "Yo, you told me I got to eat my vegetables, but we got the same vegetables, and look at your plate," You know what I mean? Now you like on some sucker shit. So I was like, you gotta really be who you are the whole way through. And that's the biggest problem people have is being authentic.
Trying to match your vegetables on your plate and embarrassing a kid at a gym full of your peers. They're two different things.
Yo, and that's what
they're very different,
bro. And that's what we differ, bro. Like when I'm talking to my wife or my kid or whatever, I don't give a fuck who's around, son. It's on some team Beecham shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. And you're right. Maybe, but I look at it like, yo, when it's team Beecham, like that's what it is. You dig what I'm saying? So like all of that, yeah, embarrassing in front of, like, 'cause anything could be embarrassing, bro. It's all up to the beholder.
Right. So your son can be embarrassed by something that you say to him or say in front of people. It can happen.
Yeah, but he'll tell me.
I mean, now. But how do you know that he's going to tell you later on?
Because that's the relationship you build, my brother, with your whole family.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, if your pop say some shit, whatever, like, it could be some embarrassing shit. You like, yo, we got to walk out this restaurant because he thought his chicken was cold and he forgot he asked for a medium chicken. Like, you never had to stand on no shit with your pops?
But you, what?
We never had to stand on no shit as a family because of some nutty shit your pops was thinking or did?
I think we all had to do that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's the same shit, but it's just multiplied.
We all had to do that, but it doesn't mean that it's not embarrassing either. It's embarrassing. You're telling me that it's not? Like, if somebody does something, I mean, listen, me and you are two different people.
And Mo, I'm listening.
I'm gonna call it how it is. So if you don't find something embarrassing, that's fine. But I might call it embarrassing. The next person might not. And then the next person might. You know, that's why I get it. We're two different people. We have two different perspectives. I think that's why we're so good as a duo.
Yeah.
But I look at it from But I think that there are like embarrassment is a real thing. People get embarrassed. And for you to sit and say, oh, because my son is a Beecham, he's not going to be embarrassed, or I'm going to know my son, so he's not going to get embarrassed. You don't know that. You don't know that.
I did not say that, first off.
Yes, you did.
That's why you set that up. Son, I said it's team Beecham. So I said, yo, if I have something to say over some shit that we not gonna do, we gonna stand on it all together as a family, no matter where we are. That's what I said. So like, yo, the embarrassment part of it is only of the person who's looking. So like, yo, like whatever you do could be embarrassing.
How do you know how your son's gonna feel?
Huh?
How do you know how your son's gonna feel? Bro, later on, not now.
Right after that, he's gonna tell me. Right after that, like,
now you know that, but you don't know if he's gonna change later on. You know kids change.
But bro, if I maintain the relationship, he will always just like my wife. I would walk out of restaurant, bro. Listen, I would walk out of restaurant and my wife would be super embarrassed. But now she's like, yo, he's on, so we out.
Now, right now, but are you the same person that you were 7 years ago?
Yo, you trying to make yo? No, I'm better.
I'm just
bro.
Asking. I'm better. Are you the same? Are you the same person that you were 7 years ago?
Absolutely not.
All right. So if
are
you're
you,
not, the
are
same,
you?
No, I never said that I was. But if you're not the same person that you were seven years ago, right?
Yeah.
Then your son. It's not going to be the same person that he is now, 7 years from now. So you don't know what things are going to change. So you can't sit and try to say, oh, well, he's not going to be like that. He'll tell me now. Who cares if he tells you now? Like, you don't know what he's going to be like when he's 13 years old.
You going through
hormones and all sorts of stuff.
You are psycho out of your mind. Bro, with shit like embarrassment, that shit, the threshold only becomes stronger. So like I said, with my wife, and I think this is some by the years, by being with people, intelligence, right? When I walk out of a restaurant now, Noelle is not tripping like she would, like she was 10 years ago. My son now, anywhere he goes, he's rambunctious, he's dead, whatever. That shit only gets bigger, bro. It doesn't go down to where he starts getting embarrassed over some shit. But now, because I understand where you're coming, because you're coming, because you're trying to bring it back on some argument shit. So it, like, if it became sports shit, son, the way my son is, I'm taking that one knee in the first inning, giving him his instructions, and then that's the end of it. That's how I'm building this.
Right. But we went into some other stuff. So we're not going to just back out like you're not saying that your son wouldn't get embarrassed.
So you saying like I'm saying my son don't have the ability to be embarrassed? You're bugging. So I never said that.
I never said that. What I'm saying is that you can't predict the future 7 years from now, 8 years from now. And you're trying to make it out like, oh, well, my son would never get embarrassed. My son would tell me. Right? That's what you said, right? You said my son would tell me. So if you can't see, hold on, Miles. That's what you said.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You just said it.
I said, look, if my son's embarrassed, he's going to tell me he was embarrassed. But like, right. I'm not going to say, like, I predict he can never be embarrassed and then tell me, nah, if he's embarrassed, I'm like, yo, daddy, you did that wrong. So he do that now.
That was your argument, was that, you know, he wouldn't get embarrassed because he would tell you.
No, bro. How would I know that? Mo, how would I know that?
That's why I was trying to figure that out for you.
Oh, yeah. So my bad, which I know I didn't say. If he's embarrassed, my expectation is for him to tell me right after.
Okay.
At least with him, the only person I would think that in my whole life right now is Max. Right. He would definitely be like, daddy, that was wrong. I don't like that.
Yeah. Right now he would do that, but you don't know.
I think he's going to do that today. Cause I do that with my pops to this day.
Yeah.
That's how my pops made me.
Yeah. But you know, every child isn't the same. You know, and you don't know what he's going to be like.
I think that's learned behavior, though. Even though you know your parents' expectation, Mo.
I know my parents' expectation as far as what, like what?
When you ain't take that garbage out, your ass got kicked down the stairs because you know you fucked up, right?
So I didn't Let me answer. It wasn't because I didn't take the trash out. Let's make that clear. That wasn't it. That was the beginning of the end for me, but that was not the reason why. It was because of the way that I brushed by him. Like he wasn't nothing. And then when he hit me in the chest and I didn't move, like I stood there like, I took that. That was what that was. That was what it was.
Right.
That's what it was.
He still needed nice that transition. To do that.
Nice transition, Miles. What?
I was. See how I did that?
I saw how you did it, and I don't know if anyone else saw, but I was making sure that you understood that I know what you did.
Yo, but what's some you've been watching any TV lately? That's all I've been.
So we've been watching F is for Family with Bill Burr, my favorite comedian.
That shit is dope. Yeah.
And I want to start watching Ozark. I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah.
That's about right? Guy who starts working for the cartels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It looks dope. But we've been watching that, and we've been watching Peaky Blinders. There's a couple other shows that I want to get into, but I mean, my real only free days are like Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays now. Because all the other days I'm bowling, yeah. I've got the 3 days I'm bowling, and then I've got the show tonight.
Oh, where?
Yeah, so I'm always doing something. I always, especially now that the winter's coming too, I need something to do in the winter.
Social media management.
I got to start lifting again too. Like I want to start lifting.
Word. Yo, so I'll tell you a couple dope shows you could probably peep. Some shit called Flatbush Misdemeanors. Mad funny, bro. It's on Showtime. And American Gigolo. American Gigolo is dope, bro. And Dope Sick, but American Gigolo, bro, is the dope.
Have you heard of Dahmer?
Yeah, I started watching that crazy shit.
I don't know if I can stomach it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it. And I can watch gore. I can watch horror. But, like, knowing somebody's eating somebody else or cutting somebody, like, and that's just the way that they are, and they just keep doing it over and over and over again. I'm like, nah, I can't.
Yo, let me put something to you on that show, right? Do you feel like if your loved one was a victim of him and Netflix putting this out, you feel like, yo, they owe some bread?
If they say that person's name in there?
Yeah, because it's true. Like, all the names is true. It's like, it's public knowledge, but like, I feel like, yo, one of my thoughts is like, once that shit is over with, like, I don't feel like anybody should be able to exploit it because now I'm reliving it.
I mean, I would definitely talk to my lawyer about it if that were the case because I don't know enough about it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't feel like I'm owed anything, honestly. But that's why I would ask my lawyer about it at that point. Would I want to relive it if one of my loved ones was the victim of it? No, but I don't have to watch it either. So that's why I'm saying, like, I would probably speak to a legal guidance or, you know, just someone who can lead me in the right direction when it comes to what's legal and what's not.
Yeah. I just feel like this day and age, like, you don't have to watch it. This is going to come to you. You know what I mean? Yo, another good one, though, because I see the ladies in here is like, yo, Friend of the Family. That's crazy, bro.
Never heard of it.
Yo, it's about, like, the dude. He, like, tries to marry the young daughter. He wants mm-hmm. to smash in the moms and the pops type shit. Like, they all got secrets against each other.
Wait a second.
Yeah, bro.
The moms and the dad?
Yo, bro, it's dope. And they made there's a documentary on it on Netflix that came out a minute ago, but now there's a show on it, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's...
Yo, and the way he did it... Yeah.
He smashed the dad, too?
Yeah, and it was just like... Because they was like, it was like some church shit at first. It's crazy. You got to see it, bro. I'm telling you, that shit is fly.
Friend of the Family is a crazy show. Yeah, I don't know.
The way it is, it's not on though. Like, he just smashing the parents the whole show. It's like, you got to go through mad shit to be like, yo, it was like, he just made them do some shit that they can't go back from. Shit is weird.
Nah. That is weird. That's nutty.
Yeah. It's dope, though. Yeah. It's a fly show.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Huh? No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm like, I'm still like Xbox or PlayStation. So. And like, you can't find a PlayStation now, but like, you keep telling me get a PS4, but I'm like, nah, it's in the 5. Gotta be better. But like,
I mean, the thing about it is this, right? Is the 5 better? Yeah. But the 4, they're still making games for the 4, and you can get the games for cheaper. They're going to be brand new to you.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you can't, at some point, you got to stop chasing the Because Did like, you? Yeah, you're not out there, like, you're not playing online.
Nah, but dig you this. Just out there. So now look, Verizon offered me some shit like, yo, I can get the Xbox with the bundle for shit, it's like $30 a month for 2 years. I'm like, yo, send that. Because does that mean I got every game?
No. You don't got every game. Not with Xbox, bro.
So what is that ultimate bundle pass shit that they got?
You get a bundle. Like, you might get a few games. You know, you might get, nah, like, free.
They was like, why, I got, they said,
why would you ask me? Why would you ask me a question?
No, it might not be all game, but it's like, yo, the whole EA library I got. I know that for a fact.
Okay. So it goes back to what year? Like, from what year? And it's not moving forward.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they might give you a bundle, like, and that's games. So they might give you a bundle of, like, oh, we'll give you, if we give you a bunch of games, you might be able to have access to the library for a certain amount of time, for like the Microsoft library or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might be able to have access to it for a while, but they might give you like a year subscription for free or whatever. Yeah. 2 years for free. On PlayStation, it's free as long as you got internet.
Oh, well, I see.
Yeah. Like, you know what? Honestly, I don't even use that. I don't use it. I want to go out and buy the game. I'm old school. I want to buy the game. I don't want to download the game.
See, it's a good thing you told me that, because I'm new school, so then I'll be pissed off if I had all them fucking cartridges in my car. I want this shit to get download fast at my house.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that too. You never even have to step foot in a GameStop. You can just download it when it comes up and just pay for it.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like doing that. I like to fit. I like to have the physical game.
Yeah, you probably got like 1,000 DVDs in your house, right?
I got DVDs. Like, well, you know,
yeah,
how many?
You do got my fault. I didn't know you do got mad DVDs. My fault. It's like, yeah, see, yeah. I don't like that shit, son.
Yeah, I like having a physical copy.
I'm about to send all my DVDs to the troops.
Shit, send some of them shits my way.
Actually, next time I see you, I got a whole trunk full of DVDs, bro. I'm dead ass gonna send them to the troops.
Yeah, you can probably send it overseas or something.
Yeah, I'm sending it to the troops, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Mo, to close us out, son. Hold on. Let's see what Miss Mimi says something. We had to blow up shot. Yeah. I'm saying, but like, I don't like that. Yeah, see, I don't like those old school problems.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
You had to blow in a cartridge. Yeah. And then some people would have their ritual. They would blow in it 3 times and smack it on the back, and you're like, oh, it works.
Yeah. But me, son, I always had that shit where, like, if I beat a game, son, I sold that shit, son. I sold it. I got rid of it the next day.
I would beat a game, and then I would figure out a way to beat it again. I would want to beat it again because I'd feel like I missed something.
Because if I beat games, that's how I got games, son. So I was like, yeah, I didn't care about that shit after I beat it.
Well, that's like, I play NBA 2K all the time. And the reason why I'm so interested in it is because it never ends. It's just constantly moving forward. You're drafting new players, and you're like, yeah. It's just constantly, it's always new. That's why I like it.
Yeah, I got to get into that shit.
Yeah.
I really got to get into that. I don't know. I like the football shit better. But they talk about what Nintendo games is your favorite game. My shit was Zelda.
Mine was Zelda too.
Yeah.
Mine was Zelda.
Like Zelda. Miss Mimi talking about 007. We wonder why, Miss Mimi, 007 was yours. And Brooke says Super NES, Dr. Mario. I didn't, like, that Dr. Mario shit was like a glorified Tetris, but I did like that too. I ain't gonna hold you.
Couldn't do it. I hated Dr. Mario.
Like, with Super Nintendo, especially since when I got Zelda, that shit was crazy. I cut school for that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Zelda was that. Oh my god. And then they started making more of them. That's why I like playing Skyrim.
See, I don't, that's what I'm saying. That's why I gotta get it. Cause I'm liking it. because I like those adventure games on PlayStation is better for me. Like, I like Gods of War, and I like you told me about that Skyrim joint. So I don't know. But it's hard to find a PS5 outside right now. So
don't get a PS5, bro. Get a PS4. Mimi will tell you, get a PS4. Yeah, she'll tell you. We are here every Wednesday. You know where to be. Like, you know, press that like button, subscribe. You know, we have our Facebook page. I'm going to start posting things on the Facebook page, like my videos and stuff. If you guys have me on Facebook, it's Mo Wells. And I'm going to start the videos that I usually have on my page. If you wanted to check them out, those are the types of videos that you're going to see on our page for the Play Myself show. So, yeah, see you at 8 next week. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming, and we out.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media at Play Myself Show. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, stay yourself.